Podcast. I am your host, Rico, and today we're diving into a controversial topic. It's a topic that our buddy Jermaine had brought up, but it's about buying advantages versus earning them through gameplay. And before we get started, I do want to say thank you to all those that are still tuning in. I know it's been off and on, not really stuck or committed to a schedule so far from us. I do apologize for that. It's been very difficult lately. For those that have been here and still tuning in, thank you very much. And for those who have left us, I do hope that y'all come back. With that being said, let's get started. Let's begin by exploring some of the advantages of buying in-game items or currency. A lot of players would argue that buying them would save you a lot of time and, I guess, effort. And, you know, having to put the grind and the work in and skip a lot of tedious work, I guess, to some people. It's just to get an advantage. You know, for example, maybe if you put in, you know, X amount of time, like 8 hours, and then by the time you're done with 8 hours, you finally unlock this new weapon attachment that'll give you a huge advantage. Yeah, it took you 8 hours, but if you would have paid just $20, you could have gotten it too. You know, whether it's buying powerful weapons, exclusive skins even, you know, buying in-game advantages can provide a shortcut to enjoy the game more fully. You're able to play maybe how you want to play it, you know, and instead of having to do a lot of work, and, you know, I guess in this case, in this scenario, let's talk about Call of Duty, where you'd have to play, put an hour's of time with this one weapon just to get one attachment. Or you could just buy it, and there you go. You have the advantage now, and you can continue the game and probably even have more fun with it. I guess, like, it just really depends on the person. However, on the flip side, there is something to be said about the satisfaction of earning rewards through gameplay. Working hard to unlock achievements, you know, level up characters, or obtain rare items can enhance the sense of accomplishments to some. And for me, I like it, because it helps me, I guess, explore more, learn the map probably better, learn how people play, and, you know, in a way gives me a strategic advantage, learning the maps, learning how certain players play. You know, even if I lose and die a lot, I'm learning from my mistakes, and by the time I do get this new advantage, this new weapon, after putting all the hours of work to get it, I not only come in with the experience of learning these strategic advantages, but I also have a new advantage added to my weapon as well. However, it is essential to consider the impact of microtransactions and, I guess, the pay-to-win mechanics on game balance and fairness. You know, while buying advantages can be convenient, and it may create an uneven playing field, especially in a competitive multiplayer game like Call of Duty or Fortnite or any of those other multiplayer or Battle Royale games. This can lead to frustration and resentment among players who feel disadvantaged by those who choose to spend money to gain an edge. On that topic, mainly because a lot of these microtransactions that you have to pay for to get, I mean, they're pretty high up, you know, some, maybe $10, maybe $20, and it goes up from there. $40, I think I've seen some that are even $50, you know, and, you know, for folks like myself, and I'm sure there's other players out there that maybe don't want to spend that much money on just one advantage, you know, especially at that price, $40, $50 range, you know, you can might as well go buy a brand new game at that price. I mean, but however, on the side of the business side, which is, you know, the developers, the companies that make the games, I mean, they're not going to stop. With people, you know, ready to buy in on whatever the advantage is, you know, and a lot more people are doing it because, number one, I guess the skins look cool, the weapons look cool, and especially if it comes with an advantage too. I mean, that's more for I guess, one to want to buy and spend the money on that. And as long as there's people that they're going to buy it, I mean, I don't see no end to this. More people are going to want to continue to buy it, you know, rather than put into work for it. And, you know, that even though it's unfair, you know, that someone can just buy it rather than, you know, work for it. I mean, I guess it's still not cheating. I wouldn't consider it cheating. I think it's more unfair. Because there's no rule against it. And if there was rule against it, you know, they wouldn't do it. But, you know, it's money. companies want to make their money, and as long as they can make in, you know, some money doing it, I think they're going to keep doing it. And I guess for people, you know, like myself, I couldn't do that. I think I'd rather spend that money on something else. Which recently, like so far, I've actually bought a new golf game. You know, I was able to buy Helldivers. You know, Helldivers $40. The golf game I bought was $10, I believe. And you know, when you put the time that I put into these games, I mean, I'm able to play two games for the price of like what two maybe three advantages, in one game. But again, that's just me. I mean, I guess it just depends on the player. Some people might be in love with one game, and that's all they want to play. You know, and that's fine. You know, that's what they want to do. You know, kudos to them. But for people or gamers like me, I like to diverse myself and play different games. You know, like currently I'm playing Helldivers. I sometimes jump on my arcade. Maybe in the future I'll try to buy a virtual reality game. I'm playing the golf game. I'm kind of going back and forth. And I'm probably replaying Red Dead Redemption, because that replay value on that is super high. And then, of course, you know, with the new DLC coming out for Elden Ring, I mean, I'm looking forward to that, and I think I'd rather pay $40 for that, where I can probably get, like, maybe 20, 30, probably more, because I'm not that great of a gamer, to beat that DLC versus putting that many hours into one game. So I guess ultimately the decision to buy or earn in-game advantages comes down to, I guess, personal preference and playstyle, really. Some players may enjoy the convenience and flexibility of purchasing items, while others may prefer the challenge and satisfaction of earning them through gameplay. Like myself, I find it, I'm more in that route, because I guess there are times when I would pay maybe a little bit of money, but I'm not talking about like $20 or $30, unless it's something like really awesome and cool that I just have to have, because I'm not gonna lie, I have fallen, I guess, for those transactions, microtransactions, but it's not almost like every week, like it's like once, twice, maybe a year, maybe. But yeah, again, it just depends on the player and how they feel. Whichever path you choose, remember to prioritize enjoyment and fairness for yourself and your fellow gamers. But I guess, you know, if it's you that likes to buy stuff, or if it's, you know, someone else that just wants to put the grind in, you know, as long as you're having fun doing it, like, and plus it's your life, it's your choice, you know, you do what you want, you want to buy all the benefits or advantages in one game, go for it. Yeah, you'll probably end up being probably the best player in the game, or just another regular gamer that has all these advantages and still suck. So I guess, you know, it's up to them. As far as you know, Jermaine, thank you for this question. This is a really good question. But that's how I see it. And again, unfortunately nobody could be on today. But I'm going to try to make this pretty short, but just to answer that one question. And this might have been a topic that we talked about in the past, but, you know, I thought it was another good question to bring up again, and just to kind of, I guess, have a reflection on it and what's been going on with it since. I guess, like, how do y'all feel about it out there? Do y'all feel the same way? Do y'all agree with me? Do y'all disagree with me? Do you prefer to buy it versus putting in the work? You know, let us know in the comments, you know, which, at UnsungGamers.com. Send us some feedback. We'll probably read your messages, read your emails online on the next podcast. You know, but as for that, that's all for today's episode of the Unsung Gamers. Thanks for tuning in, and until next time, happy gaming, and we are the Unsung Gamers, saving the world one game at a time. Bye.